Star 94.1.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Do you remember the feeling at school? Kelly Cheese, you might remember this more than anyone because you moved around a bunch when you were a kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your first days at a new school.
Oh, man. Especially with the last name Cheeseboro. Nobody wanted to talk to me.
You had to find a place to sit for lunch.
Aww. Yeah.
Because, you know, you go into a classroom and it's whatever desk is open or maybe there's assigned seats, but you go into the lunchroom and, like, if I sit with these people, are they going to not like me? If I sit alone, am I going to be sitting alone the entire lunch period?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that because you moved around a lot, that's what made you a people person? Because it forced you to make new friends everywhere?
For sure.
Because I don't think you've ever met anybody who didn't feel like they'd known you a long time in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You've never met a stranger.
Yeah, and I always wore, like, the weirdest clothes, too. So, like, y'all remember glitter jeans?
Yes.
And, like, toe socks. Oh, man, I used to wear those to school with shorts, like, pulled up. Like, I was the weirdest kid. My mom was like, yeah, girl, you do you. And I look back at pictures, and I'm like, Mom, that is so messed up.
What are toe socks?
Are you kidding?
They're like the super awesome, colorful socks that normally went up to your knees because they had, like, everyone had to know that even under your toes, it was like finger gloves. Like,
yeah,
they separate
like gloves,
for every finger.
But they you but put for your toes in. And you can wear them with flip-flops in the summertime.
Yeah.
And it's terrible decision.
It's the best thing the 90s and 2000s has ever given the world.
Yeah. Second to glitter jeans.
Yeah, bedazzling is up there.
Well, there are some people who aren't as wardrobe outgoing as
I made some real weird friends.
And that means that they're in the lunchroom, especially, or in a new school, they're in the lunchroom, they're sitting alone, or maybe, you know, you're just not one of the cool kids, you know, and you don't know where to sit, and you don't know where to go, and it's a stressful time. Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel pretty lucky, because I went to a very small high school, so there wasn't a ton of bullying, so I feel like I didn't get bullied, you know, and I didn't get... Now, wasn't a bully like everybody.
There wasn't enough kids to have cliques.
Right. There are 55 people, I think, or 60 people in our graduating class.
Wow. That's so small.
Yeah. So it was so tiny. But I do remember being stressed when I would have to go into a different situation, like a camp or something like that, and try to find the person who's going to be my friend. Well, in Boca Raton, Florida, there is an organization called We Dine Together. And this is a group of kids who have formed a club for the sole purpose of making sure nobody eats lunch alone.
Wow. When the lunch bell rings at Boca High in Boca Raton, Florida, 3,400 kids spill into the courtyard and split into their social groups. But not everyone gets included. Here at Boca High and at schools across the country, someone always sits alone.
It's not a good feeling, like you're by yourself. And that's something I don't want anybody to go through.
Dennis Esteban is a Haitian immigrant. When he came here in first grade, he says he felt isolated, especially at lunch. Now he's a senior. He's popular. But he has not forgotten that first grade feeling.
To me, it's like if we don't try and go make that change, who's going to do it?
So with some friends, Dennis started a club called We Dine Together.
We dine.
Together.
We dine.
Together.
We dine.
Together.
Their mission is to go into the courtyard at lunchtime to make sure no one is starving for company.
Dennis.
I'm new here.
You're new here? When did you first come here?
For new kids especially, the club is a godsend.
It's Gabriel.
Gabe, how you doing?
Since it started last fall,
he's Brazilian.
Hundreds of friendships have formed, some very unlikely.
You're probably meeting kids you never would meet on the football team.
Ever.
Gene Max Merridew actually quit the football team. Gave up all the perks that come with it just so he could spend more time with this club.
I don't mind not getting a football scholarship. This is what I really want to do.
Just imagine how different your teenage years would have been.
What's your name?
If the coolest kids in school all of a sudden decided you mattered.
We get to know each other better.
It obviously takes a lot of empathy to devote your lunch period to this.
Yes.
Either that or firsthand experience.
I went from coming from a school that I always had friends to coming to where I had nobody, so.
Club member Allie Seely transferred 2 years ago. She says with no one to sit next to, lunch can be the most excruciating part of the day.
This thing is really unfair. It's honestly an issue.
meeting someone who actually cares and listens to what you have to say really makes a difference. And that could happen at lunch. That could happen at our club. It's going to make a difference.
And not just here at Boca High.
Yeah, I'll be around tomorrow if you want to eat lunch together or something.
Dennis and his team are now trying to open chapters of We Dine Together at schools across the country. And maybe when they're done showing kids how to make outsiders feel accepted, they can teach us adults, too.
How cool is that?
That is so cool.
Isn't that awesome?
I love it. I feel like every school needs a We Dine Together club.
Does anybody here know someone in education? Anyone, JP, any connections in the education world?
Second grade teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I was going to say all my friends are like elementary school teachers.
God, who could we call?
Rolling through my phone. I don't know.
Well, let's see if we can.
I'm going to have to look in the Rolodex.
Let's see if we can put our heads together, find somebody who works in education, and just forward that story to them.
Yeah, that is so sweet.
But the students have a Twitter account. If you are, we kid, because Jen's husband is the superintendent of Marietta City Schools, so I'm guessing he'll be getting a text in the next 10 minutes or so. But beyond that, if you are part of a school system and you heard that, they have a Twitter account, at We Dine Together. And
so cool.
The Jeff and Jen, I just tweeted it from the Jeff and Jen Show account. So if it's something you'd like to start in your school, kindness costs nothing, man.
It's true.
Doesn't take any time, doesn't cost a penny, and it could certainly change the course of somebody's day or even their entire school year. So.
And by doing it, it changes the course of your day.
Right.
Love it.
So bring it back to being a little selfish. If you want to be, if you want to feel better, we can help you with that too.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.